US just accidentally invade Mexico? Well, videos are circulating online today showing a group of Navy soldiers having to remove a sign declaring a Mexican beach Department of Defense property.
So, as America's battle against cartels heats up, it looks like the US military is up to something in Mexico. And while the Mexican government has condemned the idea of US troops or even contractors crossing the border for any reason, many law-abiding Mexicans protesting cartel-linked government corruption see this whole situation very differently. And when you add these protests to potential US military action, it makes it look like this cartel sanctuary is about to collapse.
Tonight, with America's largest aircraft carrier now in the Caribbean, and after another U.S. strike, President Trump signaling he's willing to expand his war on cartels into Mexico and Colombia, too.
Would I launch strikes in Mexico? We know their address. We know their front door. I would be proud to do it, personally. I didn't say I'm doing it, but I would be proud to do it.
Americans already know cartels run Mexico like parallel states, and strikes aren't the first step. We know that the U.S. can and are now fighting cartel finances, supply chains, and weapons flows without occupying any territory. The problem, Will, is Mexico's government. Many politicians owe their careers to cartel financing.
These cartels are very powerful. They possess, in many cases, more weapons, better training, better intelligence, and more capabilities than nation states do.
And to make it even more spicy, the US's accidental invasion of Mexico happened on the same day that Donald Trump said that he would be okay with bombing cartels in the country.
So the Mexican president says the United States is trying to cause an international incident over this alleged border incursion. But what nobody's talking about is Mexico has caused an international incident or two by allegedly harboring cartels within its own borders, who then do things inside the country and outside of it as well. Something the people of Mexico are sick and tired of, which became obvious when protests took over the capital. Protests that never would have happened without American leadership singling out these dangerous cartels and telling them it's time to give up. And for the first time, you've got the law-abiding citizens of Mexico and law-abiding Americans who are united on the idea that these cartels should control absolutely nothing. Everyone feels that way, except, of course, these criminals who just want more. And it's alleged that the president of Mexico is firmly in their sphere of influence, along with other operatives and conspirators at all levels of the Mexican government, which is why the bad guys always seem to survive Mexico's never-ending crackdowns that never end because they never seem to work. Which brings us to the real reason this alleged incursion into Mexican territory is such a big deal. It's happening at a time when the Trump administration has made it crystal clear the reign of these criminal organizations needs to come to an end for the benefit of everyone. With these signs on the beach being planted the very same day the president said he'd have no problem authorizing strikes in Mexican territory, even potentially escalating things in a manner that has never before happened in our history. But the big question now is, how did these signs even get into Mexico?
Turns out, though, it wasn't just one sign, it was six, and they were placed there on accident. Only after it was investigated by the heavily armed Mexican Navy, the Pentagon admitted that contractors hired by the DOD were instructed to place these signs on the Texas side of the border. But, quote, changes in the water depth and the typography alter the perception of the international boundary's location.
Okay, so the US military didn't hop its own border wall and then plant signs in an area that was obviously not U.S. territory. Instead, they entered an unmarked area. And the mainstream news wants us to think that the U.S., which has GPS satellites and lots of intelligence, has no idea where America's border stops and ends. That's what they want us to think.
My personal favorite part of the statement, government of Mexico personnel removed six signs based on their perception of the international boundary's location.
Okay, so there we go. This is a disputed area. The U.S. says, hey, we put these signs in the right place. And the Mexican government says, no, you didn't. That's our territory. You're not allowed to put anything there. But this is happening at a time when the president's made it clear that going into Mexico to find criminals is something that would probably make the world a better place. Something locals in Mexico are already on board with by way of their anti-corruption protests, which have taken over the capital in recent days. Corruption that's linked to these cartels, which the people of Mexico feel are stealing their future and ruining their lives. Which, of course, would stop happening if the United States got involved.
Also potentially launching strikes in Mexico.
It's okay with me. Mexico is... Look, I looked at Mexico City over the weekend. There's some big problems over there. If we had to, would we do there what we've done to the waterways? Isn't it down like 85%?
It is, sir.
I don't know who the 15% would be.
Yep.
It wouldn't be you.
No, that's for sure.
No, I think it's been...
Right, so... The U.S. has already taken action against criminals trying to enter America illegally on the waterways. That's been national, international news, and now those crossings are way down. And the idea is if you stop criminals from freely operating in territory that they think they own, they're going to stop freely operating in territory they actually don't own. And if you were to apply this intervention style to land areas of Mexico, the same effect would happen. Criminals who have territory, which is marked and is theirs and is a no-go zone for actual Mexican people, who aren't criminals, these guys would be forced out of there. They would have to shut down their operations. They would have to stop committing crimes. They would have to stop trying to cross the U.S. border. And that's a good thing, because if these criminals are allowed to do their thing, all they do is spread their corruption throughout Mexico and harm people by destroying a country and taking away its freedom.
Of a protest that we said it's enough, and we believe that President Trump and the U.S. help may be more welcome than never before. So, and I believe it's very clear. You know, Trump was signaling what Americans already know: cartels run Mexico like parallel states, and strikes aren't the first step. We know that the U.S. can and are
right
now fighting cartel finances, supply chains, and weapons flows without occupying any territory. The problem, Will, is Mexico's government. Many politicians owe their careers to cartel finances.
Right, so there's a number of ways to fight against the cartels, and the U.S. is already going after these guys financially. Shutting them down in the waterways is also a big issue. If cartels can't use the waterways, they've got to restrict all their movements to the land, and we know that the U.S. southern border is now closed. However, these organizations, they still freely operate on the Mexican side of the border, and that's a big problem. And when you look at the large numbers of people who came to these recent protests in Mexico, it makes this entire idea of some sort of U.S. intervention in this country look very different than the idea of a Vietnam or Iraq-style military conflict, where the U.S. military shows up and isn't wanted and has to battle some entrenched guerrilla army forever. But this is different. There are people in Mexico who want to see these criminal organizations gone. And the U.S. doesn't necessarily have to invade. We can keep going after these cartels financially. We can launch a precision strike, which it sounds like the president is thinking about. If we know where these criminals are hiding and we have the technology to take them out safely while limiting that action to just the criminal organization itself, which we do, it makes sense that the president is contemplating this stuff. It would be very similar to exactly what we're seeing on the waterways outside of America. Plus, it's not like we don't know where these criminal organizations are. I mean, they've got territory all over Mexico. There are maps showing their territory, and we've got drones. We can see them moving around and doing things. It's not like some secret. These are not underground organizations that nobody knows about.
The problem, Will, is Mexico's government. Many politicians owe
That's huge, man.
Their careers to cartel financing. Until that political criminal nexus is broken,
yep,
strikes remain a serious tool. And we can see Plan Colombia, for instance, shows how can you support anti-cartel operations without controlling the country. Mexico could do the same. And Sheinbaum, unfortunately, is managing the war from the shadows. Using intelligence, drones, and precision strikes will help Mexico, not sending troops.
Right. That's a pretty measured idea of what could happen in the near future. Nobody wants to see tanks roll across the U.S. southern border and drive all the way through Mexico. They just said it right here. This expert says a precision operation could be what is needed to get cartels out of areas of Mexico that they exclusively control. And think about this for a second. If we know where these guys are, we know where they're hiding, we know what their territories look like, we know where their bases are, and if several cartel strongholds are identified and happen to disappear in seconds, that's gonna send a massive message to other criminals. It's gonna say, hey guys, you could be next. Just go away. Just shut down your operation. Go obey the law. Don't be part of a criminal organization. These cartels would vanish overnight if they were actually under pressure from a law and order machine, but that's never happened in Mexico. That's why these guys are so strong and so powerful. And that's why they've been able to hurt their own country and disenfranchise the law-abiding citizens of Mexico who don't want this.
On the top of Mexicans' mind when the U.S. intervened Mexico and took half of its territory. So that's on the top of Mexicans' mind. So, we were taught at schools about this intervention, you know. So, but one way of doing it is...
Meaning what?
I mean, the
Texas,
U.S.
California, Arizona,
that was like 200 years ago.
That, the way you learned that story in school?
Absolutely. And the problem is that, you know, it's the narrative. It's the official narrative from Sheinbaum. No, I mean, she keeps saying, you know, if we allow the U.S. states to come in, you know, they will take half of the territory once again.
Wow. I had no idea that that's what they were doing over there in Mexico. Apparently, the Mexican president is saying that the same thing that happened when Texas became part of America is going to happen again. The Mexican president wants people to think that if the United States gets involved at all in enforcing laws against criminals in their country, that it's over, that the country's going to lose territory, that the country's going to be absorbed into the United States, and that they're going to lose their autonomy. Now, although I think this is fear-mongering to the 100th degree, a sovereign, law-abiding nation should never be forced to give up its sovereignty. But the problem is, what we've got going on in Mexico is we have government corruption that harms countries and people who aren't in Mexico. These criminal organizations don't stay put. They export their activities and they create international problems. So once you have a situation like that, the rest of the world starts looking and starts saying, hey, maybe we should do something about this.
Same way about the corridors that they use. We know every one of them. We have every one of those corridors under major surveillance. We have nobody coming in through our southern border. But we know exactly how they get there. I would be proud to do it personally. I didn't say I'm doing it, but I would be proud to do it because we're going to save millions of lives by doing it.
Would you ask me to get Mexico's permission, though?
I wouldn't answer that question.
So the president just said that he sees cartel activity every single day through American intelligence in Mexico and also in Colombia, which was also part of this discussion right here, and they're asking, would you get Mexico's permission to do this? And he says he's not going to answer that question, which makes total sense because the allegations are that the government of Mexico is in league with these criminal organizations, and we know that these cartel organizations have their operatives in many local governments here. And if an operation, if he goes to the Mexican government and he says, hey, I want to do something about these criminal organizations, will you give me permission? Well, what if that operation leaks? What if the criminals disappear? The element of surprise is paramount to this whole thing. The whole thing rests on the idea of the element of surprise. If the criminals are told in advance, hey, Trump's coming for you, what do you think they're going to do? You think they're going to hang around and just let that happen? No, these guys are going to be gone and they're just going to bide their time and come back, which would defeat the entire purpose of some sort of action.
I've been speaking to Mexico. They know how I stand. So now we've stopped the waterways, but we know every route. We know their address. We know their front door. We know everything about every one of them. Would I do it? I'd be proud to. I'd probably go into Congress and say, hey, and you know what? The Democrats and the Republicans would both agree.
Yeah.
Unless they're crazy. They are a little crazy on the Democrat side.
Right. So if you're a cartel member, it's probably time to seriously think about doing something else with your life. It's probably time to start obeying the law, stop committing crime, because this might be as much notice as these guys get. That might be it right there. The president just said he would be proud to put an end to these criminal organizations. And we're already seeing an uprising in Mexico itself of regular people protesting the idea that these criminals have been controlling their government in some way for decades, whether it's financing politicians, whether it's convincing people not to run for office, whether it's threatening people, while these cartels use their money and power to take away the wealth of the Mexican people by disenfranchising them in their home country. I mean, we can't ignore the fact that if you live in a place which is controlled by criminals, and you have this status quo that never seems to work for the average people, they're never going to get ahead. They're never going to have the life that they could have if that status quo didn't exist.
The U.S. has overwhelming advantages. You don't need boots on the ground to hit cartel command centers. We have web surveillance, cyber disruptions, financial targeting, and precision drone strikes that can cripple operations with a minimal risk. And for God's sake, I mean, we had Plan Colombia. And then we now have Petro's on power.
Interesting.
Colombia has lost any sovereignty. Explain me how Petro rise to
power.
He's
alleging that Colombia has fallen.
I don't see any issues whatsoever, you know, if we could actually open our open our border.
Right. So if you live in Mexico and you look at what's happened in Venezuela, where the leader of Venezuela is the alleged kingpin who controls a cartel and controls Tren de Aragua, this dangerous Venezuelan gang. And then you look at what's happening in Colombia and you see a regime pop up over there and you ask yourself, gee, how could these guys come to power if they're not being backed by the wrong people? You wonder, is that going to happen in our country? There are politicians who have said, these are Mexican politicians who've put their careers on the line to say, hey, look, we don't want to be the next Venezuela, and we think our government is leading us in that direction. If you live in Mexico and you're watching this happen, when else do you have the time to protest and have your voice heard at an international level if it's not right now? Was it when President Biden was in office and the U.S. border was wide open and these cartels were making $13 billion a year off illegal immigration as a business? Was that your time to protest? Or is it now when other countries, your northern neighbor, become serious about taking on these criminal organizations in some way? What do you think about this? I don't want to see boots on the ground in Mexico, but the idea that the waterways around America are now silent, if that also were to happen to cartel-controlled territory, would these be areas of Mexico where Mexican people were allowed to go and flourish once again? Wouldn't that be great? Let me know what you think. See you in the next video.